Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what are we doing today, Mike?
Well, today, since we're sort of nearing the end of the summertime, I thought it would be a good time to look at some of the things that we might find in the place that I've been visiting a lot this summer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your bedroom?
No, not my bedroom.
Okay.
It's been so hot, so I've been going to this place
a lot every day.
Your
air-conditioned bedroom.
That's a good guess,
mm-hmm.
But no, it's actually even more useful than that. It is in the home. It's not a room.
Is it cold?
It's a machine. It's a thing. It's cold, and it is in the kitchen.
I know. It's the fridge.
That's right. The fridge, or to give it its full name, the refrigerator. So today, we're going to talk about some of the things that you might find or see when you open your friendly fridge at home.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay.
Inside the refrigerator.
Ice cube tray.
Ice cube tray.
Mary filled the ice cube tray with water because it was empty.
Mary filled the ice cube tray with water because it was empty.
Freezer.
Freezer.
Tony put the fish in the freezer to keep it fresh.
Tony put the fish in the freezer to keep it fresh.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Do you prefer ice cream in a cone or in a bowl?
Do you prefer ice cream in a cone or in a bowl?
Meat drawer.
Meat drawer.
When you look for something to eat, look in the meat drawer too.
When you look for something to eat, look in the meat drawer too.
Baking soda.
Baking soda.
Baking soda helps to keep a refrigerator smelling fresh.
Baking soda helps to keep a refrigerator smelling fresh.
Ham.
Ham.
Joe's favorite kind of meat is ham.
Joe's favorite kind of meat is ham.
Hi, so we're back.
Yes.
So what are some things we can find in a fridge or refrigerator?
That's the question of the day. Well, the first thing that we have here is an ice cube tray. Well, that actually would be in the freezer part of the refrigerator,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't it? That higher upper part. The ice cube tray is something that you will use to make ice cubes. Yes, exactly right. A tray is often made out of plastic. It's often flat, and we can use it to carry or hold things. If you go to a fast food restaurant, that sort of big flat plastic thing that you carry your food around on, that's a tray. But an ice cube tray is a little different. It has a strange shape, little boxes where you pour in the water, and that's how you make your ice cubes.
And sometimes they have different shapes to make it really fun.
That's right.
Okay, 我们来看一下第一个呢，我们在冰箱里面一定会看到的就是什么呢？就是 ice cube tray，也就是制冰盒。那当然，这个其中的 ice cube 是什么呢？就是冰块啦。当然，其实平常我们也可以直接用 ice 来表示冰块。所以，像是如果去外面要买这个手摇的饮料要加冰块的话，我们就可以说 I want my drink with ice cubes or ice. 但是呢，我常会想要买饮料，但是要去冰，因为听说对这个女生的身体比较好。这时候我就可以常常跟这个店家说 Don't put ice cubes in my drink. Or simply, you could also say No ice, please.那刚刚我们看到的 ice cube tray 后面的 tray 其实单单使用有这个盘子或是托盘的意思。For example, the waiter carried the tray of food to our table. But here, an ice cube tray together 就是制冰盒哦。And how can we use this word in a sentence?
And this term we're using, ice cube tray, as you can see, is three separate words. Ice, I-C-E.Cube, C-U-B-E, and tray, T-R-A-Y, ice cube tray. Of course, it's a noun. And for example, we could say Mary filled the ice cube tray with water because it was empty.
Okay, 所以刚刚的例句表示就是 Mary 把这个制冰盒装满水，因为已经空了。当我们用 fill A with B， 就是把什么东西用什么东西装满这样的意思。Okay, so let's check out our second word.
Okay, the second word, we've mentioned it already. Most refrigerators or fridges will be separated into two parts. The bigger part, usually on the bottom, is where you put your cold food. But the upper part is the really cold area where you will put ice, ice cream, frozen food, and things like that. That smaller upper section that's very cold is often called the freezer.That's right, the freezer. Because things in there will freeze. The temperature will be around -4 to maybe -8 degrees. So anything that goes in there will turn to ice and will freeze. Freezer is spelled F-R-E-E-Z-E-R. It's a noun, freezer. And as I mentioned, it's the upper part of a fridge. We can also have a much bigger thing that is all freezer. Maybe you'd have that in a big home or a kitchen or something like that. As I said, the freezer will have a temperature that is -0, so it's where you'll put your ice cube tray, for example. It might take a few hours to turn that water into ice, but if it's in the freezer, eventually it will get very, very cold. It will go down below zero. For example, we could say, Tony put the fish in the freezer to keep it fresh. Tony put the fish in the freezer to keep it fresh.
没错，我们来看一下接下来的案，提到就是 freezer， OK， 它就是冷冻库。可是如果单单我们来看一下 freeze， 因为它是源自于这个动词，就是冷冻的意思。其实在口语上，我们常常会用到 freeze 或是 freezing 这个字 ，I'm freezing 来表示 I'm super super cold， 我超冷的。那我们常常会在 freezer 看到什么呢？当然就是冷冻食品，就是 frozen food。所以刚刚的例句我们提到就是 Tony 他把鱼冰在这个冷冻库以保持新鲜 to keep it fresh.
All right, what's the next word we have? Well, it's actually something else you might find in the freezer, something that is very, very popular, especially on a hot day. We're talking about ice cream. That's right, it's a sweet and cold dessert or treat. We can eat it in many different ways, and it comes in many different flavors. Ice cream is spelled I-C-E.C-R-E-A-M. As you can see, two words, I-C-E-C-R-E-A-M, ice cream. Ice cream is, of course, a noun because it's a type of food that we eat. I'm pretty sure everybody out there has tried ice cream. Some of the popular kinds or flavors, as we say, of ice cream would be chocolate, vanilla, that's the sort of simple white one, or strawberry. Those are popular. But, of course, there are many, many, many other flavors of ice cream. I've even heard of garlic chicken and chodofu ice cream.If you can believe that. We do have a sentence for this word. The sentence is, do you prefer ice cream in a cone or in a bowl? Do you prefer ice cream in a cone or in a bowl? Tough question.
OK, 那像什么东西会放在 freezer 里面，刚刚其实就有提到了 ice cream 就是大家都喜欢的冰淇淋。那当然冰淇淋有分很多口味啦，有这个草莓 strawberry 或者是 chocolate 巧克力，还有 vanilla 就是这个香草的哦。不过呢，其实大家可能好奇，那双淇淋的英文要怎么说呢？其实很简单，就是 soft serveice cream or soft serve. 那另外呢，除了这个冰淇淋，我们还会看另外一个也是冰品的种类，就是冰棒。因为我们可以用 popsicle 来表示。而我个人也非常喜欢吃的这个甜筒冰淇淋，英文就是 drumstick ice cream. OK, 那刚刚 Mike 问到一个很好的问题，在我们的例句哦，就是说呢，你喜欢这个冰淇淋是装在甜筒，就是 cone, 还是碗里呢？ I prefer...A cone, because I love waffle cones.
Oh, okay. Those are popular. And the great thing about cone is you can walk around while eating it.
Yeah.
Very, very convenient. Okay, so those are some things we'd find in the freezer. The ice cream would be there. The ice cube tray would be there. Let's go back down, though, to the main part of the fridge that's cold, but not below zero. It might be around 4 degrees, but 4 over 0. One of the little areas that you might find in there is the meat drawer. That's right, it's a special place for your meat. Meat, of course, is something that many of us will eat, chicken, beef, pork, stuff like that. And a drawer is something that you would most commonly find maybe in a desk. You pull it out, you put things in, and then you push it in to close it. Well, many fridges will have a special area that's a little bit colder than the other part of the fridge, and that's where you might put the meat. The temperature is perfect in there, and also some of that meat might smell, and you don't want the whole fridge to smell like chicken or fish.
Yeah.
So you might put it in the meat drawer. Meat is a word, M-E-A-T. Drawer is also a word, D-R-A-W-E-R. Put them together, meat drawer. Since this, of course, is a thing inside your fridge, it's a noun. That's what a meat drawer is. And it's very, very convenient, very easy to use. Don't lose the meat drawer or break the meat drawer. I did that once, broke the door. Ah, it was terrible. But anyways, in the top or maybe on the side or perhaps at the bottom of the fridge, that's where you'll find the meat drawer. For example, when you look for something to eat, look in the meat drawer too. When you look for something to eat, look in the meat drawer too. I often keep ham for sandwiches in there. So if you're looking for a snack, check out the meat drawer.
OK, 我们来看一下呢，如果不想要冰箱臭臭的呢，其实有时候还是要冰箱里面有分类。像是呢，接下来我们看到的 meat drawer 就是这个肉品的冷藏室，把这个肉放在里面，当然就不会闻起来就是跟其他的食物就有混杂的一些气味哦。OK, 那我们来看一下 drawer, OK, 当然就是抽屉，像是一般我们会发现在 desk, 书桌里面啦，或者是化妆台。那刚刚我们提到的这个 example sentence 就是当你要找东西吃的时候呢，诶 ,look in the meat drawer too, 也在这个肉品的冷藏室找找看吧。OK, next we see the word baking soda.
Okay, baking soda. It's a type of chemical. Mm-hmm. It's also known as bicarbonate of soda, if you want to know the chemical name. Mm-hmm. Baking soda is used for baking. That's right. You can use it to make things like cakes and pies and stuff like that. Mm. But why would we have baking soda in the fridge? It has another amazing property.
Oh,
baking
really?
Soda. It's two words again. B-A-K-I-N-G. Baking mm-hmm. soda. S-O-D-A. Baking soda.
Okay, baking soda 当然就是这个小苏打啦，或者是苏打粉哦。And, you know, what can we use baking soda?
Well, the great thing about baking soda is it has this almost magic ability to take in bad smells.
Oh.
So the smell of that old fish or that old cheese that when you open your fridge, oh, what's that bad smell?
Gross.
It smells like onions from last week. Put in a box of baking soda, open it a little bit, and within a day or two, you'll notice your refrigerator smells much better.
Cool.
Baking soda, of course, is also a noun, and our example sentence reads, baking soda helps to keep a refrigerator smelling fresh. Baking soda helps to keep a refrigerator smelling fresh.
Right, 所以小苏打 baking soda 原来可以让冰箱保持味道清新呢。Okay, next we see the word ham.
Ham, H-A-M, ham. What is ham? It's pork. It's the meat of a pig. Ham has probably been cured or salted. Something's been done to it to make the flavor better. And often when we have ham, we cut it into very thin pieces called slices. And you use that to make a ham sandwich.
Wow.
So there you go. It's a very popular snack or lunch food to put in a sandwich. Ham.
Okay, ham 当然就是火腿的意思哦。那我们来看一下它的例句吧。
Ham is a noun, and we could say Joe's favorite kind of meat is ham. Joe's favorite kind of meat is ham.
Wow, 原来这个火腿 ham 是 Joe 最爱的种类哦。That brings us to the end of today's Picture Dictionary. Let's now go to our wrap-up.
Okay. Well, we've learned a few really useful and common things to find in a refrigerator, but tomorrow we'll have so much more. So please do come back and join us for that. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This weekend, we're going to see the pretty fall scenery in Nanto.
This weekend, we're going to see the pretty fall scenery in Nanto.
Hi, 我是 Celine. 最近终于比较没有那么热了，大家是不是很想要出去走走呢？ 秋天最棒的呢，就是可以看到景物的变化。虽然台湾的秋季很短暂，但是我们还是可以到海拔比较高的地方去看看变成红色的叶子啊，或者是采采落叶等等。好啦，这就是所谓的秋季风景。那我这周末就要去哦。This weekend, we are going to see the pretty fall scenery in 南投。This weekend, we are going to see the pretty fall scenery in 南投。我们这周末要去南投欣赏秋季风景。Fall scenery 就是秋季风景的意思，那我们也可以把秋季 fall 代换成其他的季节，通常那个春季呢也是很适合欣赏大自然风景的时节，所以啊也可以说像是 spring scenery。 如果说是这个 spring scenery 的话，那我们可能可以去阳明山之类近郊的山去欣赏，那就可以把句子改成This weekend, we are going to see the pretty spring scenery in 阳明山。很好，最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。This weekend, we are going to see the pretty fall scenery in 南投。Very good. See you next time. Bye.
This weekend, we're going to see the pretty fall scenery in 南投。
This weekend, we're going to see the pretty fall scenery in 南投。Kit Chat!
Oh, 好饱哦 I want to stop to eat.
啊你应该是指 I want to stop eating.
虽然说很多动词像是 start, like, continue, 等等后面我们可以接动词 ing 或者是不定词都不影响意思哦像是 it started to rain means it started raining 可是偏偏啊 stop 它就是一个特殊状况因此如果它后面接动词 ing 以及接这个不定词竟然有两种截然不同的意思呢一般我们比较常见的用法就是 stop 后面接动词 ing 表示停下来正在做的事情比方说我无时无刻都在说话或想事情的时候呢我就可以说啊 I can't stop thinking and talking all the time 不过呢如果呢你在 stop 后面接不定词它竟然是指你停下来本来在做的事情而去做另外一件事情哦我们来举个例子会比较清楚所以呢考考大家如果我说 I stopped eating 没错就是指我停止吃东西不去吃哦但是如果我说 I stopped to eat 可能是指原本我在讲电话啦或者是看电视不论是什么事情但是我停下来而去吃东西哦不要搞错了
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
Stop 后面接动词 ing 就是停止做某一个动作像是 I stop walking 就是我停下脚步所以 stop 后面接的 walking 是停下来的动作哦如果是 stop 后面接不定词则是指停止 A 动作然后去做 B 动作所以 I stop to walk 可能是指原本你在做其他的事情像是坐着休息啦然后呢起身去走路所以 stop 后面接的 to walk 是要去做的动作
Inside the refrigerator.
Ice cube tray.
Ice cube tray.
Mary filled the ice cube tray with water because it was empty.
Mary filled the ice cube tray with water because it was empty.
Freezer.
Freezer.
Tony put the fish in the freezer to keep it fresh.
Tony put the fish in the freezer to keep it fresh.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Do you prefer ice cream in a cone or in a bowl?
Do you prefer ice cream in a cone or in a bowl?
Meat drawer.
Meat drawer.
When you look for something to eat, look in the meat drawer, too.
When you look for something to eat, look in the meat drawer, too.
Baking soda.
Baking soda.
Baking soda helps to keep a refrigerator smelling fresh.
Baking soda helps to keep a refrigerator smelling fresh.
Ham.
Ham.
Joe's favorite kind of meat is ham.
Joe's favorite kind of meat is ham.